Yes, that means you want me to say something now, right? I definitely don't want to be the Prime Minister. Let me make that very, very clear. Laura, you are extraordinary. Thank you very, very much. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The reason why I've been coming here for the last 5 years, I wasn't here last year because I wasn't able to come, but I'm here again and I will be here for as long as it takes, is because there is a huge mountain to be climbed. We, as you pointed out so effectively and articulately, you know, when you start to see the facts, they're absolutely breathtaking. You thought this is an equal country, you're so way off the mark. And it is so difficult to have that argument effectively accepted. You know, it is such a challenge for people to just say, listen, feminism is about justice for women and girls, equal rights, and we want men and boys to be part of it. We've moved on now. And I personally, when people ask me questions about this, I was born in 1954 in a working class background in Scotland. And I've had access to national healthcare, to clean running water, to sanitation, education opportunities. And I'm sitting here as a very privileged person, and I do realise that, because I've been able to make my living out of being a musician for all these years. But I don't want just to entertain people. How can I do that? I have a responsibility as a woman. Because you know what? I inherited so many of these privileges and rights. The vote. Thank you very much, the suffragette movement. Thank you very much. My God, what right do I have to forget about it and to be complacent? And you know what? Laura's just been talking about what goes on in our wonderful privileged country. You know, I have been so privileged because I've been to developing countries where I've witnessed for myself. Thank you very much, Comic Relief, for taking me there to Uganda. Thank you for taking me to Malawi, Oxfam. Thank you for taking me to so many places where I've witnessed children in supposed to be classrooms that look like bomb sites in absolute poverty. And I know that the girls are not going to have a chance to get to secondary school. Forget about primary school. That's usually, very often, that's not possible. Education for girls. You see it in these barefoot classrooms. It looks like Dickensian times. When you actually witness what they call the developing countries, my God, it takes you back almost to medieval times when it comes to genital mutilation, when it comes to the rights of healthcare for women, when it comes to maternal mortality. The list is endless. And you know what? It's so devastating. And you witness this and you go, oh my God, it changes you. It changes you. I came back from those trips a different person. A different person. And I look around and I say, oh my God, I'm so privileged. I have to do something. And all of us are privileged. All of us have to do something. Actually, I'm not telling you what to do. You tell yourself. You decide for yourself. All of you, everybody here, super empowered. You're all potential change agents, change makers. You have so many more human rights than millions of women around the globe. Become a spokesperson, I suggest. Why not? Laura's passion is the thing that has ignited your response to her. Her dedication. She's not complacent. Neither are any of the women on this panel. That's what we're trying to do. We're desperately trying to do that. And you can be part of it. You are part of it. Go out, share it, share the word. We're going to see the zeitgeist change. We're going to see the tipping point where we can actually stand up and say, I'm a feminist and I'm proud. And you know what? You'll be a man